Hello, this is your captain speaking. Welcome aboard Amazed Yet, episode 10. Today we will be covering ACARS and what they mean. After that, it should be smooth sailing while I talk about my personal experiences that I'm going to share with you all today. After that, we will touch down and taxi to the gate. So before we depart, make sure your seatbelt is fastened, your tray table is stowed, and your seat is in the upright position. You can now sit back, relax, and enjoy the flight. Ladies and gentlemen, we have now reached our cruising altitude of 35,000 feet. On my way back from Lima to Houston, I got a chance to visit the cockpit and see the pilots of a Boeing 767-300ER. In the cockpit, I got to see all the instruments and even turn on the seatbelt sign. When I went into the cockpit, I entered right after I boarded. I went into the cockpit, saw the pilots, and even saw them turning on the engines, retracting the flaps and slats for takeoff. Next, the first officer printed out an ACARS paper, which consisted of all the takeoff data of a Boeing 767-300ER. It includes V1 speeds, V2 speeds, and VR speeds. It also has flaps, slats, and thrust configurations for takeoff. If you do not know what V1, VR, and V2 speeds are, the V1 speed is the speed at which pilots can no longer abort the takeoff without a runway overrun. The VR speed, or more commonly known as the rotate speed, is the speed at which the wings have produced enough lift for the pilots to pull back on their yoke and lift the plane into the sky. The V2 speed is the speed that you must maintain or be faster than to avoid an aerodynamic stall. I am now going to tell you guys all about ACARS, or Aircraft Communicating Addressing Report System, a system that pilots use to get weather information, takeoff and landing data, and all the very important pieces of information at every aspect of flight. For instance, if you are flying from Seattle-Tacoma International Airport to LAX or Los Angeles International Airport, you need many kinds of critical information to have a safe flight. For example, you need weather, V1, VR, V2 speeds, and landing data like landing speed, flap configuration, slat configuration, amount of reverse thrust, etc. Let's take a look at weather. You are landing at LAX Airport from your flight in from Seattle. You need weather. So you would go into the flight computer, hit the ACARS switch, and then enter the four-letter code for the airport. In this case, it's KLAX. This works for weather, takeoff, and landing data. I really have enjoyed all of my visits to the cockpits and all the amazing flight crews in every airline in every country. Some of the aircraft types I have visited consist of the A330, 737, 767, A380, A319, and the A320. If you have any questions about ACARS or anything else about aviation, please send them in the comments, and I will do my best to get back to answer them in the next episode. Ladies and gentlemen, we have now arrived at the gate. You are now welcome to begin disembarking, and have a lovely time. Bye!